Tonight's Girls Soccer Sports Report for Thursday, April the 16th is brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Two area teams in action on Thursday night. Both of them would play well, but end up short in a tough matchups. The Carroll Tigers would host a Ballard in a Raccoon River Conference matchup. The Tigers have traveled a lot as of late, came out maybe not with a lot of energy because of that travel that they've had here lately. They've played two really long road trips earlier on this week, and it may have affected them a little bit early tonight. Ballard, though, would not get on the board until midway to late in the first half. The Bombers scored with 19:50 to go to take a 1-0 lead. They would add their second goal of the half just a couple of minutes later. At the 16:05 mark, the Bombers would take a 2-0 lead. That lead would stay until the halftime. Carroll then switched up their formation at the halftime, came in and settled in very well to that, and played much better in the second half. The Bombers added a couple of goals, though, as Carroll almost had the ball cleared in the goal, just didn't get it out in the box, and Ballard would take advantage and go on to take a couple of more goals and take a 4-0 lead. Now, Carroll really tried to rally late in the game. They moved the ball extremely well on offense late in the game, just could not get the ball into the net. And the Bombers would defeat the Carroll Tigers by a final of 4-0. For Carroll, Marin Overmull finished up with 24 saves on the night. Aubrey Schmidt Hubbard and also Jersey Spohr did have a shot on goal for the Tigers. The ESAC Raiders were on the road down at Harlan last night. Harlan would score fairly quickly. They would score about 6 minutes into the game to take a 1-0 lead. About 10 minutes later, they would add another goal to make it 2-0. But ESAC got on the board before the end of the first half. With about 2 minutes remaining, it was Carla Blasi finding Jordan Carroll for a goal, and the Raiders would be down 2-1 at that point. But Harlan added another goal right before the end of the half and led it 3-1 at the halftime. ESAC again adjusted, played much better in the second half, actually outshot Harlan in the second half 6-3, but could not get the ball into the back of the net, and Harlan would score extremely late to take and extend their lead. They would go on to win by a final of 4-1. So ESAC falling last night to Harlan at Harlan by a final of 4-1. ESAC stats for you from Thursday night. Jordan Carroll had a goal on two shots on goal. Carla Blasi had an assist along with five shots on goal. Sarah Bontrager had two shots on goal. McKinley Hunsecker had a shot on goal. And Danae Thayer would finish up with 11 saves. If you missed any of the information, everything is typed up for you below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.